T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Martin Luther King Day right here in Philadelphia. And, you know, Josie, it's a funny thing. I just want to start with this. I say it often this time of the year. There is simply no sports entertainment that comes close to the National Football League playoffs. And to have both games go into overtime the way they did was astounding. And now today, the next week, you got controversy beyond belief. Am I right?
It never stops giving. It's an incredible sport to watch, and the drama is unreal.
Yeah, you represent the NHL. Yep. You're in a national thing. Does the NHL look at that and go, my God?
Of course.
How do they deliver that every time that way?
Yeah, there is no question. It's what every sport is envious of. The NFL's got it, right, and they're never going to lose it. It's an incredible sport.
Now, Rhea, listen to me. I need you to help me this morning throughout this beautiful holiday. I know very few people are up right now, although there are some people who are going to work on Martin Luther King Day. If you are, please check in with us. Rhea, if at any point in this show I appear to be growing smug, sanctimonious, obnoxious, please let me know so I can stop, because everything went so good for me yesterday. The only thing that didn't, Al, I had that bet for the over on the, I didn't bet it.
I should have bet it.
That damn Mike Lombardi talked me out of it. I lost
$100. He looked like he was going to be right for a long time.
I know it did. 14-0 at the half. Oh. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something. I am beyond thrilled that Andy Reid face planted again. And he face planted out. Al, this may be the worst one.
I thought he was. What the hell did he do wrong?
He lost the game because one of his players lined up wrong. You can't ruin his season in a more haunting and horrible fashion. Already, I think, was I going over there?
He didn't get the ball in overtime.
Hold on, Rhea, was that getting, if that was getting smug, please tell me.
I will say this, while I was watching that game, I said, I feel for Kansas City Chiefs fans because I lived that every season.
You did.
It was familiar. Right.
Close.
But I would like to start because, ladies and gentlemen, karma is a bitch. And the New Orleans Saints, 1 week ago, Orleans Saints, pretty happy with themselves, weren't they?
Well, yeah.
Pretty thrilled that they got real lucky that the miracle man, Nick Foles, was on the doorstep of sending the Eagles into the NFC Championship game.
Right.
And unfortunately, Alshon Jeffrey was not ready for the pass. The ball went through his hands. Interception. They won. Lucky break for them. But they were not in any way. You know, they did not bow their heads to the champs as the champs were relinquished. The champs lost. They were out of the race. Did they say, man, that's a hell of a football team? Did they go, wow, you know, they really gave us one amazing battle?
I never heard it.
Nothing. Not a word of class or dignity after you have toppled the champs. Well, 1 week later, disaster strikes. I mean, Al, disaster.
Yeah, you got
You've screwed. Seen a lot of sports in your life.
I feel they were.
You feel bad for them.
I do.
After they danced on our graves.
No, I feel bad for their fans. They would have
their fans.
Yeah, they would.
Those were the same people making so much noise Nick couldn't hear.
That would have made.
Screw them.
That's the only thing the NFL lost.
What?
They would have turned Atlanta into New Orleans, and it would have been a howl against the Patriots.
They still can.
I hate to tell you. All right, I'm going to get to that. I hate to tell you, Al. The NFL's thrilled. They got the LA TV market.
Oh, God.
LA TV market.
Did you see? There's nothing there.
No, it will inflate their numbers for the Super Bowl. It will.
It's a terrible market.
It's a terrible.
It's still terrible.
Did you see
Twitter?
Why did they cater them all the time?
I know.
It was awful. It was awful.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna do something now that no other station in America will do. And this will prove, Al, that I know more football than everybody else.
Okay.
All right, Al, I am going to talk about Todd Prukop. Anything hitting you at all? Prukop?
I don't know.
Todrick A.J. Prukop. Todd Prukop is the back judge of the officiated crew and the man responsible not calling the pass interference, the most obvious call in the history of American sports.
Right in front of him.
The guy, and this is Tommy Lee Lewis is your intended receiver. The ball, it's third down and 10, 1:49 to play. 20-20 is the score, and the Saints are at the Rams 13. If they call it, it's first down.
Game
they
over.
Run the clock down, hit the chip shot, and the Saints go on.
Yeah, it's over.
All they got, and it wasn't. And let me just say, the guy that was that caused it, Nickell Robey Coleman. All right. He completely acknowledged after the game.
Well, he was trying to take a penalty. There was a touchdown.
It was textbook pass interference.
Yeah.
And Todd Prukop, remember the name, because it wasn't identified last
night. You're not
going to
hear it again.
Todd Prukop, Al. Todd Prukop was there, right there to see it. And in the moment of truth, he choked. And here is the call. I'll start with the call by the Rams guys. These are the Rams guys. This is KCBS Radio in L.A.
We got Tommy Lee Lewis in the backfield as they take the shotgun snap. Breeze is going to throw right side. It is Lewis, and he's decked as the ball arrives. No penalty marker. Nickell Robey Coleman got there early, but they'll keep it in their pockets, and they'll let the players decide.
All right, stop right there. No. You, Al, they did. They ended up not letting the players decide, right?
Yeah.
That was the correct call was pass interference, first down, Saints win the game.
Yep. Yeah, done.
So by not calling it, the players didn't decide the game.
The ref decided the
game. Yeah.
The defensive back purposely took the penalty.
Right. Now, Al, can I ask you, if you were the Chiefs, if you were the Saints.
The Saints, yeah.
If you were the Saints, I'm going to screw that up.
I'd take my team off the field.
If you were the Saints, right? Here is what was so great about it. 5 minutes later, maybe 10, Sean Payton, they're like three plays further. He's still yelling at the refs.
He should have been.
But at that point, what are you hoping to happen?
Get the next call.
Yeah.
That's all you're trying to do.
And he got it.
All right, here is the Saints radio broadcast. I can't read. WWL in New Orleans. Imagine if you were in the booth for this, Jonesy.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this.
Third down and 10. Breeze from the gun. Takes a snap. Goes to the near side. Hit early. Where's the flag?
You don't get one.
Early hit on Tommy Lee. Sean Payton is all the way down at the 10. Unbelievable no call.
Wow. Not a flag to be found.
Unbelievable.
He doesn't even look for the ball.
Nickell Robey Coleman.
That's the second time Nickell Robey Coleman has gotten away with a play like that.
He is 4 yards before the ball is there.
All right. It's not 4 yards. All right.
I said four.
You know what's amazing about this play? That the announcers on both ends, it was so obvious. They didn't need a second to think about it.
No.
They saw it, and then they show it to you on TV. And Jonesy. You're a player. What do you do if you're on the field? You're on the ice. What do you say?
It's a horrendous call. If it's called against you, you want to kill somebody. If it's for you, you go, it's the breaks.
Hey, give me a theory as to how a guy who is at the NFL level, whose responsibility on that call is you just throw a flag, how he doesn't do it.
The worst possible theory is that he's got other things on his mind than calling the game. Like, maybe him wanting that other team to win the game, which would be the worst thing ever.
Well,
I think he just choked it.
You want somebody else to make the call for you?
Yep.
I got some amazing information for you. What I'm about to tell you, you will think I made up.
Uh-huh.
Right? But I didn't make it up because I knew about it before the game itself. I, over the last 2 or 3 years, I'll confirm this, have become obsessed with officiating.
Yes, you have.
And I can't wait until the assignments come out every week to see who the Eagles are going to get, who will screw them in the next game.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really bad persecution complex, right? So they announced last Tuesday that the Bill Vinovich crew was going to do the Saints-Rams game.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rams fan base began a petition drive to have Vinovich removed because the last eight times the Rams had a game that Vinovich officiated, they were 0-8.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
They were 0-8.
Yeah, they don't call penalties.
They don't. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
They keep
whatever
the flat.
They keep the flat.
No, but that's like, you can't not call that penalty.
No, you should be fired right there.
You should be fired in that moment.
It's just
in
crazy.
In that moment.
That's nuts.
All right, so anyway, let's get to the fun part of this. Sean Payton, because I hate him. Do you understand? It's not a dislike. It's not a mild thing. I despise
it. I can't stand looking at
him. I said last week that I would have given anything to be able to punch him in the face late in that game. I went, Rhea, looks like
him
you would have helped
Taysom
me.
Hill.
Rhea would have held him, and I would have punched him in the face, and then he would have said, you better let Rhea try. She's got a better right cross.
Yes.
Right? But anyway, he's there, Al, and he is inconsolable. He starts his news conference reporting on, by the way, this has not been corroborated, but it's probably true, a conversation he had with the director of officials, Al Riveron, and that already, in that moment, moments after the game, the NFL apparently fell on the sword for the missed call. Here's Sean Payton.
Disappointing way to lose a game. Frustrating, you know, just getting off the phone with the league office. They blew the call, and man, there are a lot of opportunities, though, but that call puts it first and 10. We're on an E3 plays, and it's a game-changing call.
All right, now, you want to make it worse? I can make it worse for you.
Yeah.
There were two infractions on the same play.
Three.
And three? What was the third one?
There was a face.
Helmet to helmet.
The helmet.
What do they call it? Face guarding? What do they call it?
There were three on the same play.
Yeah.
So Prokop missed all three of them. Anyway, he pointed out that Riveron mentioned, oh, by the way, it wasn't just pass interference. Listen to this.
It was simple. They blew the call. He said it should never have not been a call. They said not only was it interference, it was helmet to helmet. There were two calls. They couldn't believe it.
Couldn't believe it. So it was two calls, at least two. I'll say it, maybe even three. So here's the question, Jonesy, with a horrible situation like that. They had a magical season.
Right.
They were 13-3, just like the Eagles were last year.
Yeah.
Right? And they were nowhere near playing the caliber of football that they played the first two-thirds of the season.
Correct.
Including the 48. In fact, the 48-7 destruction of the Eagles was
kind of
the peak.
It was.
That was
their
peak.
Best game of the year.
My theory is that based on what I saw yesterday, if Jeffrey had caught that ball, the Eagles had won. The Eagles would be going back to the Super Bowl.
I agree with you.
To face Tom Brady again.
Wow.
But it didn't happen.
All right,
so anyway, but here's the thing I want to know. How long, when something like that happens, how long does that stay with you?
Forever.
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 Even if you win the next three Super Bowls, you'll say we should have won four.
Forever.
Right?
Yeah, it's never going away.
And you know, I agree with you, but never does a player or coach admit that until yesterday with Sean Payton.
You know, we probably never get over it. You know, the truth is you always, some of these losses like this, but one like that, it's too bad.
Right. Now, here's where it gets a little dicey, because I want to be a good person, but that horse may have left the barn. Right, Rhea, that probably
long
is.
Long time
right,
ago.
Jonesy, you raise horses.
Yeah.
I am a horse that got away.
Yeah, you're out of the paddock.
In fact, not only am I a horse that got away, I'm especially a horse's ass that got away.
Yeah.
Can I feel joy? Is it okay that the team that knocked my team out got screwed in as blatant and outrageous a way? Can I take joy in that?
Yes, you can.
Is it okay?
It's okay.
Al, is it okay? You're not a negative fan like me.
No, I think more people are upset at the officiating.
You feel bad.
No, well, I feel bad for those fans.
Justice wasn't.
I wanted to see Breeze and Brady. I mean, I wanted to see that.
Right.
But I feel like more people, despite the Saints, are just upset at the state of officiating. I mean, you just can't have this.
It's awful.
You can't have this.
It's terrible.
Dude, this is just, it's so embarrassing.
Oh, you're right about
I feel
that,
awful.
And yet, isn't it amazing that Like, this won't hurt the NFL.
No.
It won't. In fact, more people will be talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll probably enhance the interest in the next game.
Too big to fail.
That's what it is. They're too big to fail.
Yeah.
They have the worst officiating in sports. But they never pay the price for it.
That's true.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah, it's true. It is amazing.
Jonesy alluded that there's like the most 1% chance that this would happen.
Yeah.
The commissioner actually has the power to change the outcome.
It's amazing.
Well, Pro Football Talk is speculating because Pro Football Talk is run by a lawyer, Mike Florio.
Yep.
And he probably, if he were representing the Saints, would probably be suing.
We've actually seen it once.
We have
in Philadelphia.
Seen it.
Yep. It happened.
When?
It didn't happen, but it happened that the league changed the rules during the World Series.
Okay.
Remember the Phillies were in the fifth inning, and the guy, the statue guy from Milwaukee, the commissioner at the time.
Bud Selig
said that they were going to pick up, that the game wasn't going to be decided on a 4.5 inning game, whatever it was.
Right.
He actually
go the whole nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
and
that
was a change in the rules of baseball.
And then they made it permanent after that season. You're right, Al. They did, all right?
Wow.
Yeah.
So they can make calls
but
in the moment.
What, are you going to go back today?
That's the point. You'd have to resume it from the point of the mistake.
Yeah.
And what would you do with that official? You put him back on the field? He'll get attacked by the New Orleans people.
Yeah.
But again, I don't feel good about this, but I derived a lot of joy about the way everything played out yesterday.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Later in the hour, we'll explore what happened to former Eagles coach Andy Reid. It's almost tragic.
That upset me more than the non-call to not get to that the other team doesn't get a chance to get the ball.
That me too, Ray. I'm so upset
by that. No, you
don't
care.
Poor Andy Reid, another year without
a championship.
That's a
stupid rule.
It really is.
Jonesy didn't make the Super Bowl. I can't.
That's a shame.
I'm never going to be able to hold my tears today. 888-729-9494. Jump on board. Let's talk some football. Wow. Was that fun yesterday? WIP Sports Time 660.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.